Andrew Banstra here with head coach Grant Mulvering of Buena Vista's football team. Coach, great win last week against Hamlin. What do you take from that win going into this week's game against Concordia?
Well, it was an opportunity for our young guys to get some playing time and to get underneath the lights for the first time and get adjusted to the college game. I thought our veterans did a good job of helping those young guys get ready to go, and we just have to take that physicality we played with on Thursday night and carry it over to this Saturday against Concordia.
You look at a couple of those young guys that really stepped up and did a great job. I mean, everybody did a great job, but particularly you look at Eric Pacheco, who's second in Buena Vista history in single-game receiving yards. And then a guy like Josh Words, who comes up a Storm Lake native on community night, having big nights. What do those two guys' impacts mean going forward?
Well, we just need that consistently, and that's going to be tough for Eric because he's going to get a lot of attention here moving forward as we play this game and then get into the conference season. So we're going to have to find ways to get Eric the football. Josh is continuing to improve. Kobe's going to get the start tonight, but Josh is going to be right there and get equal playing time. So we just need – they're very dynamic players for us, and we just need them to make plays like that each Saturday for us to have a chance to move the ball offensively and put the ball in the end zone.
In the past, you know, couple years before you got here, the defense had at times been a question mark for Buena Vista. The defense was really shored up, especially in the back end of last season, and they really proved it in the opener that they could stop one of the best offenses in all of D3 in Hamlin. What has really gotten that group so strong?
Well, I think, you know, athletically we're a little bit better on the back end. We're a little quicker, a little more aggressive. They're going to have a tough test here Saturday against Concordia, and then obviously with the conference season, they're very young. We actually lose Beauregard for the first half of this game due to the targeting penalty. But those guys are going to have to continue to understand the scheme, and their job was made easier by the pressure that our front line and our defensive line put on the Hamlin quarterback. So if they can work in concert with each other, then our defense will have a good day.
And lastly, how big would it be for this Buena Vista team to go 2-0 undefeated going into the American Rivers Conference season?
I mean, it'd be a good confidence boost for our guys in terms of seeing the progression and the process for which we're trying to build here. But at the same time, you know, Concordia is a team that's going to present a lot of challenges for us that we're probably not used to a little bit within our conference in terms of their depth and their athletic ability. So it'd be great for our guys in confidence-wise, but ultimately we're going to take each week and separate it out and try to get the W for each week. So it'd be good for us, but we know it's a tough task.
That's what we've got for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you, Coach Mulvering, for your time.
You bet.